Amen. Amen. Ooh. There was a word from the Lord found in the Old Testament book of Joel. The Old Testament book of Joel. Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2. When you found it, please stand to your feet as we make our proclamation. Joel chapter 2. This is my Bible, God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. And today, I submit myself to God that he may prove his word in my life today. Together, let's read verses 23 through 27. Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2. Verses 23 through 27. How many of you paid attention to Deacon Stephen as he was praying? Amen. Let us read. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. What is our first month? What's the first month? Y'all catch up. Come on. What's our first month? All right. Continue. And the floor shall be full of wheat, and the vat shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the canker worm and the caterpillar, and the pommer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dwelt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. On this Veterans Day, as we bask in the freedoms that were given to us through the lives and energies of other people, and then as we listen to the prayer that was so fervently prayed by Deacon Stephens, and the Lord gives us this message today, today is your day. Look at your neighbor and say, today is your day. See, y'all said that like you ain't holy. Today is your day. Amen. I need to see the hands of all those who feel like they need to be rewarded. They need a reward right now. How many of you put your hands down? I need to see the hands of those who just want to be renewed. Raise your hand. And then may I see the hands of those who are looking for restoration in some area of your life. Then I came to tell you, as the Lord said, today is your day. Today is your day. How many of you can say, thank you, Lord? See that y'all ain't ready yet. You ain't ready yet. If you want a blessing, you gotta say, thank you, Lord. Whose day is it? Whose day is it? Whose day is it? See, y'all ain't even ready. If today is your day, you're supposed to say, it's my day. Whose day is it? Whose day is it? See, y'all ain't ready yet. You ain't ready to pray. Whose day is it? Who needs to be renewed? Raise your hand. Who needs to be restored? Raise your hand. Who needs to be received? Raise your hand. Today is your day. Today is your day. Whose day is it? Whose day is it? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. As as the Lord was preparing me for this, St. John, he had me walk back. A little more than a year ago, he had me walk back. Do you remember those days? Just a few days ago, when the cankerworm came and tried to steal our joy. Do you remember those days when the palmer worm tried to come and eat up our flesh and they stumbled and fell? Do you remember sitting down here just huddled together in one circle saying, Father, I stretch my hand to thee? Do you remember the day when the Lord came and let us know today is your day? And I want you to know he's doing it again. Look at your neighbor and say, he's doing it again. See, many times when we come to God, we don't know how to accept him. We don't know what to say. But on this Veterans Day, I want you to understand, here in the great state of Illinois, country of United States, how many of you remember when we used to be a superpower? People used to look to us for everything. I mean to tell you, there was a land of the free and a home of the brave. How many of you remember that? Hallelujah. We used to say, oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed? And now we get the news. And it is so distressing because those toys that we used to make ourselves now come from China. And we have to send them back because they got too much lead poisoning for our children. All that coffee we used to like to drink, we got to send it back because there are little bees and stuff in the coffee. All the clothes that we used to make ourselves, we have to now wash everything we buy because it comes over with a nook and cranny, eating up our flesh. But I want you to know today is your day. Tell your neighbor, today is your day. When we look today, and I just, Deacon Stephen, me and you know we're on one accord today. When we look here, the Lord said, because you heard my word, because you trusted me when there was no need to trust, because you stood. How many of you remember the days when we were rejected? See, some of y'all sitting there because you weren't in the family, you passed by. But there were some hurt feelings in this sanctuary. There were some confused minds in this sanctuary. But confused and hurt, we prayed on anyway. Destroyed and upset, we prayed on anyway. Because we knew that there would be a day of the Lord. There would be a reckoning of the Lord. And we wanted our name to be in the midst. And this is what's going on in the book of Joel. Joel is talking about the day of the Lord. Look at verse 23. It said, be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain moderately. Moderately means simply like this. At first, you didn't have a whole lot of nothing. How many of y'all know that? We had to piece things together little bit by little bit. Somebody had a nickel, somebody had 5 pennies, but we put them together to make a dime. God said, I honored you for being faithful. And the word says, when you're faithful over little, I'll make you rulers over much. How many of y'all know the word? So in Joel, he says, now he's going to come down and he's going to reign big time for you, because God was giving us a test. When the cankerworm came in, we didn't fall down, but we stood up. When the palmer worm came, we didn't say, what is that? But we stepped on the head of the devil, and we stood and said, Father, I know you know all about it. And we cried all the more. We cried even louder. Why? Because we were expecting. As I came on before, I asked, how many of you need to be renewed? Raise your hand. See, so many times we come in church, and we have our Holy Ghost face on. And we don't let people know how broken we are. We don't let them know how many times we've cried since the last time we met. We don't let them know the trials and the tribulations, the struggles that we're going through. But God told me to tell you today, this is your day. Instead of trouble by yourself, bring your burden to the Lord and leave them there. And instead of trying to shoulder all the things that's getting on your nerve, learn how to call on the Lord and call on him right. Instead of trying to be strong for everybody in your family, let somebody know, I need some help in here. He said, today is your day. He said, not only that, I've been seeing how you've been trying to be faithful. I know when you get up, your body is racked with pain, and you just sit there and let me send down from Zion to cover you. Don't you know, child of God, that every time we take a step in the name of the Lord, he takes another step for us. Every time we call on him, he does something for us. Right now, in the heart of St. John, God wants to move as never before, but he's looking for somebody who is looking for him. He's looking for somebody that don't mind raising their hands. He's looking for somebody that don't mind getting ugly, saying hallelujah. He's looking for somebody that don't mind making their makeup run, getting a run in their pantyhose, messing up your hair every now and then. He wants somebody to praise him right now. Can you get a praise to the Lord? Here and in, glory to God. In verse 25, he said, I will restore to you. I know you thought it was lost, but God said, we haven't lost anything in him. Whatever you thought was lost, he said, today I'm giving it back to you. How many of y'all know the devil came and stole something while you were asleep? Maybe you had good home training in your children, but you blinked one time and the devil came and tried to take it out of them. Maybe you was trying to work really good on your job, but you blinked one time and the devil slid somebody in your position. Maybe you was trying to do the best you could, but then you blinked and the devil slid somebody in your face that made you fall one time. I want you to know God ain't worried about the devil sliding in. He got something for the devil. Glory to God. And he promised that he will restore the cankerworms. He will restore all that the locust has eaten. See, children of God, some of us, we get so used to losing stuff, it doesn't even bother us anymore. But every now and then, you ought to get upset. You ought to really get upset at how much things you have lost. How many of you lost some money before this year? How many of you put something up and you still can't find it? How many of you love somebody that didn't love you back? Raise your hand. How many of you been trying the best you could and they still don't appreciate what you've been doing? But Lord said, this day I'm giving it back to you. Every drop of sweat you sweat, I'm giving it back to you. Every tear you cry, I'm giving it back to you. Every prayer you pray, I'm giving it back to you. Man, I almost jumped out of my seat today. Deacon Stevens was praying. Some of y'all dealing with some situations you ain't supposed to deal with. That's the stuff that's in your life. You're supposed to turn over to God. In the book of Joel, he said, I'll restore it back to you. But children of God, we're so busy trying to look good, trying to look tough. Yeah, I got that. The Lord said, you don't have to do it. Today is your day to come clean. The Lord said in the scripture, he said, I want to give you not just a moderate rain, but I want to send thunderstorms of blessing to you. I want to give you so much you don't have room enough to receive it. I want you to reach up and say, thank you, Lord, for all that you're sending me. Thank you, God. In the scriptures, praise you, Jesus, in 2 Corinthians, hallelujah, it says it like this, that we are persecuted on every hand. My Lord. Any of y'all been persecuted lately? And it says simply this, we are distressed and perplexed, but not in despair. Have you ever been trying to, somebody ever try to beat you down? Here you is minding your own business, but they just mad because you look happy all the time. You know, folks don't like it when you're smiling. Folks don't like it when you got a song on your heart. They try to pull you down where they are. They want you to get all nasty with them. But child of God, every now and then, you ought to just sing and let the devil know, you can't stop me. You can't touch this. I'm going to sing until I can't sing no more. I'm going to shout until I can't shout no more. And just in case I lose my voice, I'm going to raise my hand. Praise him any way I can. Glory to God. We got to know that in this world, as it states in 6 John 16:33, you're going to have some trials and tribulation. But Jesus said, be ye of good cheer, for I have overcome. And child of God, when Jesus has overcome and we are his children, that means we have overcome. When Jesus gets up and makes things all right, that means at your neighbor and say, he's doing it again. Job was letting them know, on the day of the Lord, God will gather his children in one place, and he's going to start answering prayers. He's going to start giving answers that you never thought you would receive. How many of y'all got some prayers up there today? How many of you got some prayers need to be answered? See, this is the time right now. Joel says, but God, if they don't have anything up, how can stuff go down? So children of God, you got a few minutes right now. Whatever you need right now, you ought to start telling God about it. Whatever you're missing right now, you ought to start telling God about it. Because it said in the book, he said he will restore. Whatever you thought you lost, God's going to give it back to you. Whatever you thought you was missing, God's going to give it back to you. You got up with aches and pains, he said, I'm going to restore your very soul. You woke up with a migraine, he said, I'm going to wipe it clean. You woke up with a broken heart, he said, I'm going to sew it back together. Today is your day for deliverance. Today is your day of restoration. Today is your day to give God another chance. Tell your neighbor, today is my day. And then we're looking. Some of us feel like we're at the bottom and we're never going to get up. But let me tell you, there's a scripture. It says it like this. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. That means if you're standing and it looks like everybody is in front of you, all you got to do is turn around and march on as good. Baby, they think they're in front of you. But when you turn around, God said, now you're in the first place. We're looking at it wrong. See, everybody going west. God said, let's go east. And when you turn, tell your neighbor, turn around, turn around. Glory to God. When he says, there's another scripture that says, my body is warring one with another. Every time I desire to do good, evil is ever present. Every time I try to think good thoughts, somebody ugly walk in front of me. Every time I try to do right, the wrong things keep coming in my mind. But in Joel, it said, today is your day. Today is your day. Don't you get tired of trying to make it all by yourself? Don't you get tired of trying to put on a front all the time? Every now and then, today is that day when you need to call out to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm tired of fighting this battle. I'm tired of always having to stand for everybody else. I'm tired, Lord. So tired, I can't even look up. The Lord said, this is the day you turn that battle over to me. Look at the scripture here. Glory to God. He's telling Joel to doubt all of us today. He says simply like this, he's been trying to get us in a position to where now we will lean and depend on each other. He's trying to get us to be so cohesive that if one person cuts themselves, another one would bleed. He's trying to let us know right now that this is not just a group of baptized believers, but we are a family. And he wants us to come shoulder to shoulder, arm in arm, and say, when God blesses one person, he has blessed all of us, because we stand one to one and shoulder to shoulder. This is the day. St. John, are you ready to get up from here? When we look in Joel, devil, you allow you to turn my page. I'm turning right back. When we look in Joel, in verse 26, he said, and ye shall eat in plenty. Ye shall eat in plenty. Look at that. And he says, and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. How many of you have ever been made to feel bad about yourself? You ever been made to feel like you on the bottom of the barrel? Lord said, that's over. That's over. You don't have to be ashamed about how old you are. You don't have to be ashamed about where you came from. You don't be ashamed about what your mama, what your daddy did. You not. Don't even be ashamed about your background. Don't you know everything that you went through, you had to go through that to get the faith you have today? If you never had a problem, you would not have a clue that God will solve them. But through it all, he made a way. Through it all, he brought you out. Through it all, he stood for you when you couldn't stand for yourself. Through it all. Anybody got a through it all praise today? Anybody got a thank you, Jesus, praise today? Some of us can praise God, we got a bank account. Some of us can praise God, we got a new car. Some of us can praise God that we got a husband or a wife. But I came to tell you, I just came to praise God for life and life more abundantly. I came to praise God that he brought me out of darkness into the light. I came to praise God that when the devil thought I was dead, Jesus reached down and pulled me up and breathed his breath on me. I came to praise God today. Tell your neighbor, this is your day. As the choir was singing, there's no God like Jehovah. It saddened me. I saw a lot of people just rocking. But oh, baby, instead of rocking, if we were over in the Superdome when the Rams was playing, if they got a touchdown, somebody would say, yeah, get up out of their seat. But in church, we just rock. When the Cardinals won the World Series, if you would have been over there in Busch Stadium, you'd be saying, go, 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 go. But in church, we just rock. Well, I came to tell you, God's been too good for me to just rock. He woke me up this morning, and I got to walk. He started me on my way, and I got to walk. He answered my blessing last week, and I got to walk. When I called on the Lord, he answered me, and I got to praise him. When I sat down at my table, he gave me food to eat. I have to say glory. When I know, way down in my soul, if it had not been for the Lord on my side in hell, I would have lifted up my head. But I'm so glad today. Woo! I'm so glad today. This morning in Sunday school, the Lord told me to tell you, it's your restoration time. Whatever you thought you lost, it's time. My Sunday school class, stand up, Sunday school. Everybody over in Sunday school, stand up. Hallelujah. I want the women's class to stand. The Lord gave me this message, saying it's time. Hallelujah. Sitting in church this morning, in Sunday school, the Lord told me to tell you it's time for restoration. Wasn't bothering nobody. A man came in from another church. He said, Rem Hill, the Lord told me to give you this. I'll open the envelope. He brought me $20. The Lord said, it's time. Whatever you used to get, he going to give it back to you. Whatever you used to do, he going to do it for you. It's restoration time. Thank God. Are you ready to be restored? Are you ready to be renewed? Be seated. Hallelujah. See, Deacon Tony, you ain't the only one. The Lord says right now, look at your bank account and see where all your money be. Because if you've been giving money to him, money coming back to you. Look in your prayer life. See who you've been praying for. Everybody you've been praying for, getting ready to pray for you. It's restoration time. The Lord said right now, whatever you need, ask me and I will give it to you. But if you don't want nothing, you can't ask for nothing. Somebody say glory. I came to tell you, St. John, he's doing it again. He's doing it again. There was a time when we could come and hold each other. But somewhere along the line, we lost trust in each other. There was a time when we'd sing praises unto God and believe every word that we said. But because of heart trials and tribulation, we started losing our faith. There was a time when we could truly look to the hills from which cometh our help and know that all our help comes from God. But now down through the years, Our heart has been broken. We've been lied on and talked about, so we can't look that way no more. But I came to tell you, as the Lord said, today is your day. He's going to restore back your faith. He's going to restore back your joy. He will restore back your praise. All you got to do is say, do it for me, Lord. Do it for me, Lord. Do it for me, Lord. We sit there so smug. I need super glue on my feet right now. We sit there so smug. I don't need anything. I'm just fine. But if everything is all right in your house, holler for somebody else's house. If your children are all right, holler for somebody else's children. If your job is okay, holler for somebody who needs a job. If your marriage is okay, holler for somebody else who needs a marriage. But children, St. John, God said this day he will restore everything that we ever lost. All he wants somebody to do is say hallelujah. Can you say hallelujah? Look at your neighbor and say, he's doing it again. Your heart been broken? He said, I'm in the house. You need a good job? He said, I'm in the house. You need some food on your table? He says, I'm in the house. You lost a loved one? He said, I'm in the house. He said, whatever you need. He said in his word, I came to give it back to you. All you have to do is say, do it to me, Lord. Do it for me, God. Do it for me, God. I came to tell you, St. John, God will open doors if you ask him to. God will roll back the windows of heaven if you ask him to. God will send this if you ask him to. Whatever you need, ask God right now. Today is your day. Today is your day. Today is your day. But if you don't want anything, you can't get anything. Job was letting them know God saw us when we were just a handful of people. He saw us when we didn't even know if it was a God on our side. He saw us when we were struggling, bit by bit. He saw us when we passed by the church wondering what was going to happen on tomorrow. He saw us when we were saying, Father, do you hear me right now? God, are you looking at me right now? He saw us when we were in the booth in the back, in the corner, in the dark. I don't understand what's going on, but God help St. John. He want me to tell you today, today is St. John's day. Today is your day, St. John. Today is your day. You have cried long enough. He said he's going to wipe the tears from your eyes. You have been in pain long enough. He said today there's a balm in Gilead. He's going to let bathe your weary soul. You have been hungry long enough. Today you eat the fat of the land. St. John, restoration is at your house today. Restoration is at your house today. And you say, how is that? Because they had a meeting in heaven. And the meeting in heaven, your Lord and my God simply said, Father, I'll go down and show them. But see, St. John, let me tell you, we miss it when we're too evil to give God a wave. We miss it when we're too cute to say hallelujah. We miss it when we're too stiff to reach up our hand and say glory. We miss it when we got the nerve to cheer for our favorite football team. Renegade. Deacon Wood, do you say renegade them? Renegade the Lord. Let the devil know whose side you want. Every now and then, say glory. Send out a praise. Send them a praise. Send them a praise. Some of y'all still got your arms folded. Still got your arms folded. But right now, I just want to talk to the miracle people. Want to talk to the miracle people. Because today, if you can name 5 miracles that the Lord did for you last week, he deserves a hallelujah. If you can name five people that love you just because you're you, you need to say hallelujah. And then if you know that God has been better to you than you have been to yourself, you ought to say hallelujah. Because this is about restoration. This is about restoration. This is about renewal. This is about being regenerated. And I don't know about you, but children of God, every time I turn around, the Lord is blessing me. Every time I turn around, He's opening doors for me. Every time I turn around, He's making a way for me. Every time I turn around. How many of you can say that? Song he gave to me. If you know that Jesus went to the cross for you, and that it is because of him that you have a right to the tree of life. Nick, I hope you can catch me on this. Every time I turn around, he blesses me. Every time I turn around, my God blesses me. For picking me up again. Every time I turn around, he makes a way for me. Every time I turn around, my God makes a way for me. Every time I turn around, he makes a way for me. Jesus, for making a way for me. Every time I turn around, he blesses me. Every time I turn around, my God blesses me. Every time I turn around, he blesses me. Every time I turn around, you can stand up. My God blessing me. Every time I turn around, he blesses me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. Who needs the door open today? Every time I turn around, he opens doors. Every time I turn around, Today is a day of restoration. If you can ask for it, he can give it back to you.